Dictation for Tina Belbot, B as in boy, E-L, B as in boy, O-T as in today. June 2058, addresses a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P as in Paul, A-L-L-I, Masonic Home, 463008. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, telemedicine for Mrs. Belbot, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, right-sided hydronephrosis. Has followed with urology, Dr. Witski, W-I-T-S-K-I. For apparently kidney stones. She has a persistent right-sided back pain. She has a tracheostomy. Denies vomiting dysphagia, tolerating oral diet. Alternates from loose to hard stools without bleeding. She's incontinent of urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Feeling tired all the time. Edema stable without ulcer cellulitis. No recent chest pain palpitation, no falling episode or syncope, uses a walker, minor dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, also seeing vascular surgeon Dr. Hakani, H-A-Q-U-A-N-I, supposed to have procedures for right lower extremity vascular disease. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Coric Toprol Bumex, pain control narcotics, diabetes management, cholesterol triglycerides, next paragraph, blood pressure 165/76, morbid obesity 338, has a tracheostomy, does not appear to be in respiratory distress, oxygenation 99% on the vent. A caregiver participated of this encounter. Next paragraph, chemistries from January, creatinine 1.8, stable since October. Electrolyte acid base normal, poor nutrition, albumin low at 3.5, a normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose high 300, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.7 with MCV of 85. Next paragraph, I repeat, testing for anemia, it shows iron deficiency, ferritin low at 82, saturation 12%, low reticulocyte as expected at 50,000, normal coagulation factors, normal B12 folic acid, repeat creatinine is stable around 1.8 for a GFR of 26. There is low albumin, but calcium and phosphorus is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. With previously documented right-sided hydronephrosis, with renal atrophy, has followed with Dr. Witski. I believe no procedures were considered because of the high risk of the patient and also unlikely to return kidney function in that kidney. For practical purpose, this is working on one kidney on the left side. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, tracheostomy. Next number, urinary incontinence. Next number, iron deficiency anemia that needs to be worked up. This is likely the reason why she's feeling tired all the time. She already is on iron replacement orally, but might require intravenous. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, followed by vascular surgeon. Plan for procedure right-sided next week. Next number, comments. There is no indication for dialysis at this point in time. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She's at baseline respiratory status. We will do EPO treatment once iron is replaced. Continue to follow with you. End of dictation.